Council had a meeting last night. Not a lot happening, but always a pleasure to talk to the new mayor.
Good morning.
Daniel Mahone. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good. I did see last night that you're working on the big project for Greenwood, the Greenwood area.
Yeah. They had a meeting last night, a public hearing for resurfacing Greenwood from 4th Street down to Morrell. Yep.
So that's a pretty big project.
It is. There were some, you know, there was a lot of mixed feelings about it. You know, a couple of people are in favor of it. Some of the citizens have some concerns about the assessments that they'll face. They also kind of mentioned that, in their opinion, there's a lot of other streets that are worse off and in worse condition than Greenwood is.
True.
You know, and that is absolutely true. I mean, I would definitely agree with that. In fact, this morning I came in on Greenwood to come out here, which is just along the normal path that I would drive to come out to the station. Also got a friend who has a business on Greenwood, so I travel over there to get my hair cut and stuff like that. And he's you know, a couple of those comments were correct. The big thing is, though, we don't want to just focus on the streets that are the worst off, because those streets have a lot more in-depth repair than just resurfacing and milling and resurfacing that top level of the street. I think this is a part of what the community should expect from us, which is not just replacing the roads that need full replacement, but retaining the integrity of the current roads that we have and keeping them maintained and repairing them in a timely manner, so it doesn't cost the arm and a leg.
I believe that's an area we've fallen short.
I think that's the big problem that we've run into right now. Absolutely.
Is maintaining or maintenance, if you prefer. Anything else exciting last night?
Yeah, we had a couple lewd comments. You know, I'm not one to breathe oxygen on a fire that you want to go out. You know, but I think that it's important to remember that, you know, this is a thankless job already that many people have signed up for. Our city council, myself, and any elected official can understand that you don't get into this type of work because there's a whole bunch of money involved in it. You get into this type of work because you are truly and sincerely concerned about the future of the community that you live in, and that you want to be an active help to better in that community.
Yeah, they can't pay you enough.
Man, tell me about it, right? yeah, I mean, they can't even pay you a fair wage,
right.
You know, so
right.
You definitely don't sign up for that, but you know it, so it's not right that individuals feel like it's okay to come in and just berate individuals and try to belittle individuals, especially from a racial aspect, and that's not something that I'm willing to tolerate or be acceptive of. So last night there were some inappropriate comments made during public comment, you know, which is to no surprise from the characters who decided that was okay to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be tolerated. It will not be tolerated.
So you know what the previous mayor went through.
Yeah, I witnessed it several times.
Yeah. And you've seen it yourself on the county board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, surprisingly, never to this direct extent. You know, I believe in freedom of speech. I've had people come in and, you know, they want to talk about things and bring issues up to people about, you know, specific people. I've had people come in and talk specifically about specific commissioners and what they didn't like or what they do like. And that's all fine. But there's, I believe, a line that has to be drawn between being disrespectful and out of order in a meeting, because that's what we're there for. We're there to take care of the business of the city. And if the comments aren't related to the business of the city, then I don't think they're appropriate. So it was just disappointing to see that, but it's not really surprising. It's just the world that we live in, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So you've been in for really just a few days.
Yeah.
What's your general reaction?
You know, last week, the amount of overwhelming love and support in comparison to the small bit of hate that I experienced yesterday is what will empower me to continue to keep going for the next 2 years. I think that there are far more people in this community who support my efforts. And, you know, I think through my actions over the next 2 years, there'll be even more support won over from the work that I plan to do. You know, I plan to work hard for this community, everyone in this community, no matter what they think. I plan to work hard to improve this community and continue the job in a respectful and dignified manner. I don't think it's going to be an easy road. I think we've got some pretty big challenges ahead of ourselves. But I'm up for the challenge. I really am. I mean, it's a little too late to turn back now anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I mean,
I've got it for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm you know, 7 days in, 8 days in right now. And you know, I'd appreciate it, their comments more, Greg, if they decided to come and make those comments on day one when there was a room full of my supporters in the room, instead of being cowards and coming when they knew it wasn't going to be many people there. So that, you know, that's pretty much how I feel about the situation from last night. However, how I feel going forward, I mean, I think that the support is there for me to complete the work that I promised this community that I would complete.
What do you think this council is going to jump into? Certainly probably nothing here at the end of the year, but first of the year, you're off and rolling.
Yeah, first of the year, that's what a nice thing is. I think this was our last meeting of the year, last night. So now this will give me an opportunity to really dig in with city council members on a one-on-one basis to find out what they would like to see, the things, you know, in their particular ward that we work on over the next 2 years, as well as giving me an opportunity to tour the city departments and get to know them more on an individual basis and build a better relationship with Jonathan. We've had a couple great conversations already, but we've got a meeting scheduled for him to have some one-on-one time, and we'll set up a standing meeting where, you know, we kind of talk about the business that's going on. I've already expressed to city manager that I'd like to resume having meetings with county administration, with the county administrator and the chairman of the county, and you know, we're just looking to build those relationships over this next couple of weeks and really start a game plan for what 2022 and 2023 will look like.
Yeah, not a big change on the council, but there is a change, so it is it's a bit different.
It is. It's very different. In fact, this is a historic moment in many different ways. I mean, it's not just the first black mayor. It's the first black mayor and vice mayor at the same time. It is the most diverse that city council has ever been, having three black people on the board, one Hispanic, and then it is also the most diverse in that there's a majority women on the board again, you know. So I think that this is a very unique makeup of city council. I've had some brief conversations with everybody and expressed to them how excited I am and how much I look forward to working with them and next to them over this next 2 years so that we can actually get some work accomplished. You know, I think that's the most important thing, is that I really feel like everybody who's on city council truly has the desire to see the community move forward and be better than what it is today. And as long as that's our end game, then how we get there, we can compromise along the way how we get there.
Well, you know how the county works. Can the county and city have a smooth working relationship?
I think, you know, that's something that's to be determined. I think it's possible. I think there's a lot of synergy that we can build in setting the example of working together, not just working together as city and county, but working together across the aisle, mm-hmm. and setting the example for the community. You know, I've already expressed to Chairman Shotwell that I look forward to picking back up our meetings between the city and the county. I've expressed that same desire to Darius Williams, Commissioner Darius Williams as well, that I look forward to figuring out how we can work together and bring synergy between the city and the county. So I definitely believe that is possible. We just have to figure out those areas where we can make it work together.
I don't know if I don't think we've talked since the Oxford incident.
No, we haven't. You know, that's
we've talked a lot about gun violence.
Yeah, that I would consider gun violence as well. I think we kind of briefly touched on it last week. You know, but it's an unfortunate situation, man, and my heart goes out to the families who were affected by that incident. It really does. My heart just breaks for those young people who have to experience that, you know, and just can't imagine how that feels as a young person. I mean, the community itself, I'm sure, is hurting. It affects the community in a major way. But I think that causes some long-term damage to our young people in having to experience something like that. And now having to go through things like active shooter response training, like what to do if there's an active shooter in the school. And I think that, again, what we talked about last week, what I was saying is how much I really appreciate our JPS superintendent, his forethought to make our schools more secure, more safe through the millage that they received, and redesigning the way our schools are built and securing those entry points. But I think that, of course, there's always more to do.
Yeah, I guess I do recall we did touch on that. Yep. Last time. So how's your girls' basketball team doing?
My girls' basketball team?
Don't you have a girls? You've got basketball team at home.
Yeah, I guess I do got a starting lineup of girls.
You
right?
Do.
You know, they doing good. But good morning, girls. I'm sure they're probably in the car right now getting ready to get out the car for school this morning. So good morning, girls. I hope y'all have a beautiful day. It's going. They're doing good, man. They are. My first meeting in the mayor's office was with them. They stopped up. I was doing some work, and they surprised me on Wednesday. They stopped in and told me all about their concerns for the city, and you know, had some very specific requests of things they want me to take care of, and that included like getting ice cream and cake. I just had a 10-year-old celebrate her birthday over the weekend, and you know, just I love being a dad, man. So my girls are doing beautifully.
Well, have a if we don't see you, have a great holiday. And
yes,
we'll touch base.
Thank you very much.
I guess after the first of the year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to all. And man, hold your family tight. You know, before I leave, I definitely want to send a heartfelt condolence to the Patterson family. My neighbor lost his wife, Greg, and she just was a beautiful lady. She really took our family in as part of hers, as you know. And you don't find neighbors like the two neighbors that I have. Mm-hmm. On both sides of me. And you know that this is a hard situation that Doug is dealing with, and I just want to send some love out to the Patterson family this morning, as well as the other families who have lost people, because the holidays make it even harder when you've recently lost someone or lost someone at all that's close to you. So hug your families tight. Love your children, love your parents, and love your neighbors, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what life is really about.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you. Have a good
Jackson
day.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney.